107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Make mine a double. We have a very special concert presentation happening this Wednesday at Lazaritas Hall at the Tom Patterson Theater at 7 o'clock with Stratford Summer Music. Joining us on the phone line is Jared Miller, and joining us in studio is Robert Lemon. So we've got lots to talk about. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Morning, Jamie. Morning. Glad to be here.
Robert, let's start with you. You have commissioned this piece, part of the music that we'll be hearing for this Wednesday evening. Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, I have from my days in Vancouver, and my late partner and I were big fans of music and classical music in Vancouver. And I always thought it would be interesting to commission a piece of music to celebrate him. He passed away 12 years ago. And I thought that I knew of Jared's work, and I had heard Jared's work in Vancouver at Levithian, and I thought this would be a good pairing. And when I moved to Stratford, I met Mark Feuer, and I thought was involved with Stratford Summer Music, supporter of them for many years, and thought commissioning a work for the 25th anniversary would be something that would be a good fit for something for Jared to do. And so we had a discussion with Jared and Mark about what that would be. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, Jared, would you agree that it was Mark's idea to do the octet for Mendelssohn and have a modern piece that kind of complements it?
What do you think, Jared?
Yeah, that was Mark's suggestion, and I jumped into it immediately because the Mendelssohn Octet is one of my favorite pieces of music of all time. It's youthful, it's buoyant, there's very serious parts to it as well. It's so well constructed, and just ultimately a very moving piece of music. And, you know, to have an opportunity to try my hand at writing for that same instrumentation was really exciting to me. And to be on the same concert of a piece that I really truly love, just also I found very exciting. So I definitely jumped at that opportunity and was very appreciative that Mark suggested that kind of project.
I love it. It's called Make Mine a Double, Miller and Mendelssohn. This is it's just a great title right there.
Well, and Jared, you've called your piece Follow, and I'm looking at the program notes that you wrote, you sent to me very kindly, and you called it an almost direct quotation of the original Mendelssohn, hocketed between the two quartets. What does hocketed mean, Jared?
Okay, so hocketing is an older technique in music. I think it actually started in the medieval period, where basically singers would sing a melody together, but they would sort of sing one note at a time and share the melody by singing one note at a time and alternate back and forth. So my piece Follow is based on a quotation of Mendelssohn's music, not from the octet, but from a piece that I played when I was a teenager. And as a sort of, I guess, culminating moment of this piece, you have these two string quartets that are sort of in dialogue with each other, where they're sort of sharing this theme by Mendelssohn that I use as a quotation, where, you know, one is sort of playing, one of the quartets in this string octet is playing a chord, and then it kind of dissipates, and then another one plays the next chord, and it dissipates, and I heard it in rehearsal for the first time on Saturday, and it turned out to be a really cool effect. So I'm excited to hear it again in rehearsal tonight.
Very good. We're learning lots here on our discussion. There you go. We're talking about Make Mine a Double, Miller and Mendelssohn. And Jared, what's it been like for you with this whole creative process, perhaps working with Robert or going to be presenting this for this Wednesday evening?
Well, it's been a really just phenomenal creative process. You know, sometimes when you write a piece, initially you're really inspired, but then you kind of get stuck and the music doesn't always flow so easily. And you eventually get it done and it ends up being a good creative process as well. But this has actually just been a really enjoyable piece of music to write. I've really sort of had the chance to kind of work on it this summer in not a relaxed way necessarily, but in a way where I was I was very inspired most of the time when I was writing it. So, you know, that was just a really wonderful, a wonderful thing to be able to do. And, you know, since hitting rehearsal on Saturday, it's been really nice to hear it in real life. And I'm just so looking forward to catching up with Robert, who I haven't seen for many years in person. So, you know, I was delighted when he reached out to me and honored, frankly, that he would you know, choose me for something like this.
And Jared, as part of the performers, we know that Mark Fuhrer will be on violin. Shout out for any of the other performers as part of the Soctet.
Shout out to all of them. They're all doing phenomenal work. Actually, it's funny. I've met a lot of them for the first time, but the two violists, just randomly, I have met one very recently. We were talking on Instagram about something entirely unrelated to this. We never met in person. Her name is Lauren Spalding. And then, she mentioned she's in Toronto, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Toronto. I have a premiere of a string octet. It's going to be done in Stratford. She's like, hold on a second. Are you the new piece? I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh, I'm playing this concert with the Mendelssohn Octet and then this new piece. I'm like, yeah, that's me. So it was kind of fun to connect that way. And then the other violist, Max Dispa, I met him at Banff in 2015, and it's great to work with him again. It's wonderful to reconnect over this process.
It's going to be amazing for this Wednesday. And Robert, to have this at Lazaritas Hall, Tom Patterson Theater, what a great setting for this.
Well, Mark, when Mark originally was scheduled for the summer as part of the regular season for Stratford Summer Music, and then I thought to talk to Mark about what the right venue would be. And I thought that Lazaritas Hall, a modern building, and as an architect, I'm very interested in architecture. And I think the space will be really conducive to a modern piece of music that has roots in classical history. But Jared, I have one question for you. I gather that you're vying for a Grammy nomination. Is that true?
Aren't we all? I got to what's called first round voting for the Grammys, where basically you apply, and if your piece meets all the requirements, or your album or whatever meets all the requirements, you get into what's called first round voting. And then during that process, you basically are convincing Recording Academy members, who are essentially your peers, to vote for your music. I'm trying. It's a fun process because you get to connect with lots of different musicians from lots of different genres. I connected with a lot of actually hip-hop and spoken word poets this time around, which was really interesting to hear their work. But yes, I'm vying for that. I think they're announcing it sometime in November. We'll see what happens. At the end of the day, it's just awesome to get my music out there in that way. And the piece that got to first round voting is the piece Leviathan, which I think was maybe my your first introduction to my music, Robert.
Yeah, it is. And I heard it when you played it in Vancouver. And I hear it all quite frequently on Tom Allen's program on CBC. And isn't Tom Allen going to be the host on Wednesday night?
Nice segue, Robert.
So I think it's because of Tom Allen playing my music that this actually came about, this commission. You texted me after hearing one of my pieces on his show, and you're like, hey, I loved your piece on Tom Allen's show. Can I commission you?
Yeah.
You know, composer's never going to say, no, you can't commission me. It was very exciting to just get that text. And then when we start to talk about it with Mark, it was even more exciting.
Leviathan is very different in that you use many different kinds of instruments and acoustic sources. How is it different writing for a traditional string octet? Have you ever done that before?
So I've written pieces for string quartet. I've written a string orchestra piece. I've written like 17 orchestral pieces, I think, at this point. Strings are what sort of make the orchestra when it comes down to it. So I've written a ton for strings. And the wonderful thing about strings is that on one hand, they can sound very traditional. On the other hand, there are all sorts of really interesting techniques you can employ that make them sound more contemporary as well. And in my piece Follow, I kind of fuse these two worlds together a little bit. I do that in a lot of my music. But in Follow, because it's based on sort of older music and uses that as a quotation, I think you'll hear some of that older quality amidst some of the newer sounds that I play around with.
Well, I'm reading again from your notes, and this phrase is astonishing. You say you talk about gestures in the annotation, and you say the space between notes at random, so the gesture becomes increasingly staticky and eventually liquidates itself. I have no idea what that means, and what does it sound like?
One thing that I like to use in my music is something called aleatory. Which is sort of like you get a player to kind of repeat the same gesture or pattern for a predetermined amount of time. It's not necessarily notated specifically, but it's like they might do a tremolo or hold a note for a particular amount of time. What I wanted to accomplish was the sounds of these sort of musical textures that would start off very kind of full and rich, but then gradually kind of dissipate and kind of almost fade away. And so the way that you sort of execute that on a technical level as a composer, or the way that I chose to anyway, was to have them start by playing these gestures very sort of regularly without any sort of pauses or breaks in them. But then to gradually kind of add pauses and breaks into these musical gestures so that eventually there's more silence than sound, and then eventually the sound completely disappears. It would be sort of like if I'm repeating saying the same words over and over again, and then I gradually just kind of at random take out syllables until there's nothing left. That's kind of the effect. If that makes sense.
There you go. It's called Make Mine a Double, Miller and Mendelssohn. It is a very special performance for this Wednesday evening at Lazaritas Hall at Tom Patterson Theater at 7 o'clock. Links and details through Stratford Summer Music. You can pick up tickets at zephy.com. And there's also a Meet the Artist reception as kind of an add-on. Is that fair to say?
I have not organized a reception, but that is a great Robert question.
I do.
I believe
yes,
there is.
Yes. So I've organized a reception at the Spriot Hall afterwards. So have a drink and meet the artists and chat about this work that celebrates the 25th anniversary of Stratford Summer Music.
Yeah, with Mark Fuhrer and all the fine folks with Stratford Summer Music. Composer Jared Miller and Stratford Summer Music big supporter, Robert Lemon. Robert and Jared, we wish you a great show Wednesday evening at Lazaritas Hall. It's going to be amazing. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.